Ontario's roads will be the testing ground, but vehicles will have to have a human operator who can take over if there are any problems. The self-driving vehicles are able to detect the surrounding environment using artificial intelligence, sensors, and global positioning systems. Southern Ontario has long been home to a major portion of the country's automotive industry, despite heavy job losses in recent years. And the province's transportation minister, Stephen Del Duca, says it's important for Ontario to make a claim now in the global marketplace.
In order to compete, Ontario needs to be consistent with the approach of U.S. jurisdictions, and we need to step up.
Ontario's Minister of Economic Development, Brad Duguid, goes even further.
It's going to happen. Our choice is either to get run over by it or to lead it, and we're choosing to lead it.
The provincial government has also announced $500,000 in new money for research and for businesses working on connected vehicle and automated vehicle technology. There are nearly 100 companies and organizations in Ontario already involved in the technology. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto. In Toronto, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.